Today's share in the Deir Shinu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Dalid Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting close to the end of Simen Tof Nun Aleph. And we're at the very top line with the start of Sif Chav Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Kli Cheres HaMitzupin Behituch Zechuches. If you have an earthenware container that is plated or glazed with some sort of a glass glazing, so then, Dinam Kichli Cheres. In this situation, we treat it not like a glass container. One could argue the glaze over there makes it into a glass container, but no, instead we still treat it like an earthenware container. What exactly do we mean by this? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Zayin, and he says this glazing over here is mikoltsad, is totally around the earthenware utensil. The after kotsav hamechaber b'siv chavav, even though previously we learned in siv chavav the kli zechuches eino b'lei aklal, glass utensils don't normally absorb. Glass doesn't absorb. So therefore, a glass utensil just needs to be rinsed out and cleaned out very well. You have to make sure you don't have any be'en chametz, but there's no b'leos, there's no absorptions. You might have thought the same thing applies, therefore, to a glazed utensil. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hocha, in our situation, since Kiva de Mechupa ala Cheres v'nitzrap imo b'kivshon, since this glazing is all around the utensil and it was put into the fire, into the kiln, and you have it, therefore, burned the glass over here, the glazing into the utensil, so then, balatvei, this glass type of utensil can, in fact, absorb, and a glazed utensil is treated just like earthenware. Sivkot and Kufla Amilches, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'askamas achronim lahachmir, the opinion of many achronim is to be machmir. You can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Kuf Pei Gimel, where he brings us down there in the Bach, the Prichodosh, the Chok Yaakov, and other achronim, and they hold, Af bihituch oferes, the same glazed halach over here that we treat it like earthenware, is not only if you glaze it with glass, but if you do it with oferes, which is lead, or bedil, which is tin, the lo mahani hagola. In this situation, hagola alone will not work. The fish can shtamish bo chametz b'chamin. When you're using this utensil for hot chametz, nivla hachametz b'chol ovi akli. It does get into the entire kli more so than it normally would. The nivla gam b'cheres shetachas oferes, and therefore it goes right through this lead plating or this tin plating that you have, goes right into the underlying earthenware utensil. B'shuv eino nifla mimenu liolam, and it will never come out, and therefore it has the same status as a regular kli cheres, which can only be broken in order to quote kasher it. Sivkot and Kufla Mites, so it has the Dinam Kichli Cheres. Wrote Salomar, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the Chaber holds was in Tashmisho Bechamin. If you use it with hot, Lom Hani Hagol. Hagol alone won't work, as we've mentioned many times. He adds, V'ein Chiluk, there's no difference over here, Benim Hoya Kli Mikarka Yeruka O Levana Ushora. Doesn't make a difference what the earthenware material was that made it earthenware, whether it came from a karka yeruka, which I'm assuming is a certain type of green type of dirt, or levon, or white type of a dirt, or shor, or black type of dirt. Again, I'm not exactly familiar with what type of dirt they're referring to, but any earthenware utensil, regardless of where the earthenware part came from, is going to have the same halacha. And he adds, v'afilu imoya halacha below b'koyim. And this is true, even if it's a perfectly smooth utensil, and it doesn't have any cracks or breaks in it. Nevertheless, the heat that puts the chametz in will go through even if it's nice and smooth and will get inside this earthenware utensil through the plating over here, and therefore the halach is that it can't be kashered with hagolah. However, if it's only used with cold, then there is a difference between the different types of earth that make up these earthenware utensils. He says, if it's made from this green type of earth, again, I'm not exactly sure what this is, then sorry, buddy, it's going to absorb. The darker of low, it absorbs, and there's no way to kasher it. However, but if it's made from the white or the black type of a dirt to make this earthenware utensil, then hagola will work, or the eroi that we learned about, three consecutive 24-hour periods of letting it soak in some water, that would work. And this leniency is true for this white and dark earthenware material that is glazed, and it's only used in cold over here, then this will work even if there are cracks in it. However, then ain baba koyim, if there are no cracks in it, then ain't tzricha hagola. Doesn't need hagola or b'shich shuch b'yamosagi. Then it would be adequate over here to just clean it out real well. V'chavavur b'yoridei simin kuf lamedhei l'inyan yayin esach, which is the same halach in regards to cleaning something out that was used for cold yayin esach. You just have to clean it out well. And that's brought down the name of the Maamar Mardechai. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, the Yesh Makomu Shenagu, there are places that had the Minhag, Shalom Lishtamish Bichlicheres Gilizart. They would have the Minhag not to use any of these glazed earthenware vessels, Afilu Chadash, even if they were brand new. And obviously no Chametz went inside of it from usage, but as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sif Katan Kuf Mem, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shalom Lishtamish Ben Chametz Olam, even though no Chametz was ever used on them, nevertheless, it's not allowed to be used because Lefisha Miktsasu Umnim, some of the makers of these containers, these glazed earthenware containers, Osim Pula Satsipo Yaide Subin, they use as part of the glazing process over here these chometzdika grains, these bran. Bahariyesh kan chometz balua basochatsipo. So now when you're making this glazing or this plating over here, it has chometz inside of it. Afilu atsipo ma'at mi bachos, even if it's only a little bit on the outside, gam kein eno kidai. You can't use it. He brings down the name of the Prima Garden. Furthermore, he says, if, however, it just got a little bit of a drop of this glazing on it, apparently from when they were glazing some other utensils, then ain lahakbid. You don't have to be careful about this. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shaar HaTzion, Os Kuf Pei Vav, because you're going to go put this into the oven. So even if there's a little glazing on it, the Nisraf HaSubin Shubo, any little bit of Subin there will get burnt out. As opposed to, why not with a regular Klicheris that you're glazing the full thing? Masha'en came with Klicheris, Shumetsupe, Beschuches, Chos Olav, Shlo Yiskal Kalaschuches Shubo. If the whole thing is supposed to be glazed, not that something dripped on it. If something dripped on it, you don't care if you get rid of all the glazing because you're not interested. But if the whole thing is glazed, so then you want to maintain this kli. And therefore, you're going to take it out of the fire, mahar hu lo tzim ben eish, a little bit too quickly, and it won't really kasher it fully. And therefore, machmir and shalosh tamish will pass on. Therefore, the minhag is not to use this on Pesach. The Ramah's psak halach in this situation is there's the opinion that's meiko, the opinion that's machmir. He says ve'ein lahachmir, one shouldn't be machmir unless rak b'mokum minig. If that's the minig in the place that you are, then that's what you should follow. Otherwise, you can take the lenient opinion. The Mishnah Berurah explains sif katan kuf mem aleph va'afilu bosan mekomas, and even the place where the minig is to be machmir im yadua shikliheres ze lo erav ha'umin subin b'tzipoy. If you know for certain that even though this place they're concerned about the subin normally, but here they're not because there is no subin involved. They don't use anything in the glazing process. Then you don't have to be concerned. Yesh lokal, even the places that you normally are concerned. And therefore he says lofikoch noagim beiz makomos. Some places have the custom shehudi omer al gabam bishas melacha that they have a Jewish person watching over it at the time that they're glazing it over here to make sure l'rosh lo yisakin at zipo yadei subin, to make sure that they don't somehow add subin. And as long as you know that there's no subin added, then there's absolutely no concern whatsoever. Now we go to Siv Chav Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Kli Eitz, Hametsupim Bisamonim Shekorin Barnis or Barnish. So there is this Kli Eitz, this wooden utensil that is plated over here with some sort of ingredients, spices, herbs over here that either has a name Barnis with a Samach, and some Shulchan Aruch have this Barnish with a Shin or a Sin. So this type of a glazing or plating over here on the wood, Dinom ki klicheres, also makes it have the same status as a klicheres. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Mem Beis, She'ein hagala mu'elislam, the reason why it's like a klicheres is just like a klicheres, hagala won't get the blios out. So to over here, hagala won't get the blios out. Why do they go in so deeply, so to say? Im nishtamish b'em chomitz b'chamin, if you used it with ha chomitz over here, shahas samonim ma'akvin amei hagala, shol yaflitu masha b'lua b'soch eitz. Because these herbs or spices over here that are added to this glazing over here will prevent the hagala from being able to pull out the blios that are in there. That's the quality over here of this type of a glaze. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'yesh makomu shemachmirim shlo l'shtamish bekelim tzivuim. There are places that have the custom not to use these colored utensils. What does that mean over here? Siv katan kuf mem gimel, v'karkom, their karkom is saffron, uchadom, or other types of colorings over here that are actually like samonim. These are like herbs or spices over here that will again not allow the hagala to pull out the blio. So that's why they're makbid on any type of a colored utensil, because the coloring over here has these spices inside of it. And this is true, the Ramah adds, afilu hen chadashin, even if they're brand new, for the same reasoning, siv katan kuf mem dalet, the chayshinon, the Mishnah Berurah explains, were concerned, shemo hoyo ayidei subin, because they may have used over here the chometz, over here the subin, the grain, o shetzova kelim yishonim, or that you actually are plating over here, or coloring over here, previously used utensils with chometz, and therefore that would be a problem. The Ramah then adds, and he says, v'chein hamechubin bibdil, if you have these tin plated utensils, one should be machmir on them as well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Mem Hei, Rotsu Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us over here is, Afilu Hem Chadashim, even if they're brand new. And this is exactly for the same reason that we said above, Vagam Kein Mitamanal. For the reasoning is, either, Shepabi Matzipo Yadei Subim, because either they use this brand over here, which is Chometz, inside the plating, or alternatively, they're plating, O Shechipa Kelim Yishonim, the plating Kelim that had previously said Chometz used inside of them. And he says as well, Ayin El and Sif Yud Gimel, Uvesh Kosav Nusham. What we said there, what did we say over there? So the Dirshu footnote number 127 reminds us, Shemi Ikra Din, Etzem Achipoy Bibdil, Machshir Sakli. One could actually say that the Kli was kashered when they tin plated it, because they're using such heat over here to plate it, the Chom Gadol. And therefore he says, Pa'amim Sha'osim Ha'omnim Achipoy Zebibhiris, but if they do it not so carefully and it's not going to get so hot, therefore we have to be concerned over here that you also have to do Hagolah. Again, how do we paskin in this situation? The Ramo says, he brings down the same tshuva as before from the Maribe Rav and as well from the Ariv, and he says that only in a place where it has the custom that they are machmir over here, then you should be machmir, otherwise you can be mekel. Now we go to Siv Chafei. The Mechaber writes, Kol Klei Hashasiyah, any drinking glass. Now this is true whether it's bein sluchios, bein kosos, whether this is like a pitcher or this is a cup, anything that you put liquids into. Mutarim b'shtifa. In order to kasha this, it doesn't normally absorb. It's used for cold over here. So then, all you have to do is rinse it out very carefully. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kuf Mem Vav explains. Ayin Le'el b'Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Tes, where this was discussed. And Dirshu footnote number 128, he reminds us that this shtifa, this rinsing out over here, has to be a good rinsing out, meaning you have to rub to get rid of anything that might be be'en, and make sure that nothing is stuck or attached to it. But once you do that, and it's clean, so then all you have to do is rinse it out. There is no absorption, you don't need to do Hagolah. And this is true with these types of drinking, old glasses or pitchers over here. Bein Shehem Shel Zechuchis, whether they're made out of glass. Bein Shehem Shel Eitz, whether they're wooden. Bein Shehem Shel Matechas, they're metal. Bein Shehem Shel Cheres, or earthenware. Since they're only used over here for cold liquids, there is no absorption, and you just have to clean it out real well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Mem Zayin, and he says, Nokat Zeh, he said, glass, Afilu L'das HaMachmirim B'Zechuchis, this is true, he says, even if this is something that the glass was used with hot water, or it was left there for a while to maintain it, so to say, you keep it in this glass, and it's going to be there for 2 weeks. As we already learned, so he says, but here, we're only using it for cold, so then it doesn't absorb it all, the sagi b'shtifa, and it's enough over here to go and rinse it out. When you used it for hot, or if you left it there for a 24-hour period of time, there was some poskim that said that you did need to kasha the glass, but here we're only using it for cold, so everybody agrees, once you rinsed it out, so then, now if you want, you can even use it for hot, and it's not a problem. If you're using it even for hot, pesadicha stuff, it won't pull out any blios in there, because there's no blios inside over there to be pulled out, because it was only used for cold. Then the Mechaber tells us, even though sometimes it may have been used for hot bread somehow, since the majority usage over here is only for cold, it's adequate to just do a well good rinsing over here with no chametz ben, after you made sure there's no chametz ben to rinse it out. Why? Because the rule we learned previously is you go after the majority usage over here and not after every single usage. So since the majority usage is cold, it can be treated like cold. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Katan Kuf Mem Ches. We learned this already. Ayin Le'el in the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Vav, which Dirshu footnote number 129 reminds us, She'ein lahakil lahachshir kli kifi rov tashmisho, that you can only rely upon this rov usage only if it's not a ben yomo. If it hasn't been used within 24 hours, then you can rely upon this principle. Then the Ramah says, however, Hagah, Mihu, he says, Yesh machmirin u'matzrichin hagolah. There are those that would say in this situation that you must do hagolah over here. And he says, that's lahaloch lemaisa. Okay, no, I can, that's what we should do. And he says, v'ayin le'el sivvav, where this was already discussed too. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Mem Tes, Miyu Yesh Machmir, there is this Machmir opinion the Ramah brings down, Hainu L'chatchila, this Machmir opinion should be followed L'chatchila, but B'di'evet, Avol B'di'evet, Sagil Hu B'shtifa, he brings down from the Ramah in Sif Vav, that's what the Ramah was pointing out over here, so the Ramah in Sif Vav says that that's only L'chatchila, but B'di'evet, you could rely upon the Shtifa. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf Nun Umatzricha Magala. You should do Hagala in this situation, ideally lechatchila. And he says, Hu Hadin Aidei Milui V'Eiroi. He says the same thing would work if you didn't do Hagala with the three times filling it up for a 24-hour period of time, then pouring out the water and doing it again. That would also work. The Dirshu footnote number 130, however, says that that's not the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish disagrees, and he's surprised by this. He says, Shekain, im ein choshim l'shimush b'chamim, dai b'shtifa. He says, Mumanav shach. If you're not at all concerned about the hot water, then it's enough to just do a good rinsing. And if, in fact, you are concerned about the hot water that was used, the shimush b'chamim, so then milui and iru doesn't work in that situation. So therefore, he says, according to my opinion, according to the Ramah's opinion over here, that the shouldn't be done. So then, the only situation that will work is Hagola and not this Iroi for three times for 24 hours each time. With that, we conclude today's shir.